Lead yourself. Lead SA.
In our weekly Lead SA slot, we like to shine the spotlight on either individuals or organizations who really embody the values of Lead SA, the concept of doing what is within their power to make change for the better in their communities. We've got two to profile today. We're going to start with one very appropriate for World Sight Day, which is all about the provision of spectacles to those in need. And then we'll move on to previewing a fundraising event for SADA, the South African Riding for the Disabled Association. More on them in a little while. First, though, I wonder how many of you either wear glasses yourself or have children who do so. And when you first suspected that there was a problem with your vision, you probably went to visit an optometrist. You might have had your eyes tested, chosen those perfect frames to go with the prescription. If you were very lucky, your medical aid might have funded some of the expense. But imagine if you didn't have the funds to buy those glasses. Imagine if you didn't even know that the reason your child was struggling at school was because they literally could not see the teacher's writing on the board. The Adopt a School Foundation has spent the last 6 years trying to address exactly those scenarios. And in that time, they've partnered with optometrists to conduct nearly 60,000 eye tests, and they've donated close to 2,700 pairs of specs to learners in need. To tell us a bit more, I have their communications manager, Nicola Brown, on the line with me now. Nicola, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
Let's talk first about why there's such a need for this kind of service. How prevalent are these kinds of disorders that you're talking about?
Sure. Well, I mean, on the work that we've done, we 90 to 100% of learners in the schools that we work with, which are either township or rural schools and all very disadvantaged schools with great need. So up to 100% of those learners have never had an eyesight test, and that's the majority of the case we find. And when we go in there and test them, at least 10% of those learners have an easily fixable eyesight problem, sometimes up to 15%. So it's a large number when you look at the type of issue that it is, that it is such a small, unnoticeable or sort of unrecognized issue. And we find that so many of our learners are just placed in the slow stream, kind of ignored in the classroom. And you're dealing with so many other issues of overcrowding in classrooms, lack of resources, discipline issues in schools, and all of those issues. The sort of children who behave in a little bit of a naughty manner or are disruptive in class, so many of that is actually just a simple, basic health issue. You know, it's not an academic issue. It's not a personality issue. It's such a simple issue. So for us, that 10 to 15% is a huge number that can be so easily rectified.
Yeah. I mean, talking about huge numbers, I know the stats say that it's at least 239 million children around the world who suffer from an impaired vision of the sort that can be fixed by a pair of spectacles.
Absolutely. And a recent study showed that at least more than 5,000 children in a study that they did in South Africa are struggling with poor vision.
Okay. And of course, I mean, we've just heard from a guest who lost her vision about how she has adapted her way of navigating the world to an absolutely amazing degree. But the fact is that for children sitting in a classroom, 80% of their learning actually occurs through the visual process, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And I think those people who have vision problems and that are rectified by contact lenses or operations or spectacles will know that poor vision is not, you know, it causes sort of ailments like headaches and things like that. And those kinds of issues that these kids are dealing with, and no one knows what it's about or what it's for. So yes, it's a huge thing on just being able to see their work, learn, especially in the foundation phase where children are still learning how to write and how to read and getting those basic fundamentals down. To have poor vision on top of trying to learn those basics it gives you such a huge disadvantage in your young life.
Now, I know that your organization first encountered these issues, the concentration problems you've mentioned, the idea of the naughty learner, the disruptive learner who wasn't being naughty at all. They just literally could not see. You encountered this in the Northern Cape, and that was 6 years ago, made you realize this was something you needed to intervene with and could intervene with successfully. Tell us what happened next.
Sure. So Adopt a School's been around for 15 years now, and we started out fundamentally as an infrastructural development organization, building classrooms, building ablution facilities, building libraries. Very quickly into our journey realized that unless you start with the teachers and developing the teachers, developing the school leadership, so we started to look a little bit more at the heart of the school and the people of the school. And we started, it was actually, sorry, just to correct you, it was in the Northwest Province, in a little village called Bodibe, just outside of Lichtenburg. And we were working in 7 primary schools and 4 high schools in that area, and starting to do work with the teachers. And one of their biggest complaints was, these children are naughty, these children don't listen to me, these children are disruptive. So we conducted a study, and it was over 50% of the learners in those 11 primary schools had eyesight problems.
Gosh.
It's a very dusty area, and that has a huge impact on the learners. They walk to and from school, and it's a very dusty rural area, and that our optometrist told us had a big impact on their vision in the early days. It's also near mining areas and that sort of thing. So those sort of influences in the environment caused that very high number. That was one of the highest numbers we've ever encountered.
Sure.
And that was the beginning of bringing mobile eyesight testing clinics. We partner with optometrists to take these eyesight testing clinics to areas that cannot access them, where learners cannot afford to see optometrists, but also in areas where local clinics don't have that kind of specialized treatment on site. So that's been, and as you mentioned, we've now actually, it was just under, and we've just done our assessment for the last 2 months, and we've just reached over 60,000 learners. This is a project we're sort of running almost every month in different schools with optometrists. And what we've started to do is train teachers on how to pick up these sorts of issues. So to identify when there's an eyesight issue, mm-hmm. And to conduct basic visual tests, and then to take it further. So then a lot of that groundwork can be done, and then a doctor school can come in to provide the medical treatment. We also partner with the Department of Health and local clinics in the area so that children can see professional services when they need to. And that's also led us to start doing auditory and speech testing, so hearing testing and speech testing, because that is also another disability. I would call it a disability, but that can be so easily rectified. The challenge that we have with auditory is it's even a more specialized sort of service. So very often, we did a study there in the Northern Cape and in Mpumalanga, and they're the closest hospitals that's offered auditory services are 300 kilometers away. Now, very, very few to none of our parents in these communities can afford to travel there and back. Once they've got there, to get the analysis, these hearing aids can cost anything from 7,500 to 25,000 rand. So that is another big challenge that we are starting to tackle as of 2017 and hopefully into the future.
Nicola, obviously it costs money to get those clinics out there. I'm assuming the optometrists are assisting on a pro bono basis or at the very least a reduced rate, but it costs money to keep this going. It costs money to deliver the spectacles themselves that those children need. Mm-hmm. How do you fund all of that?
So the 440 schools that we work in around the country, we've received corporate support. So corporates, like our name, sort of take on an adoption of that school and look after that school through our programs and implementations over a period of time. Yes, as you say, optometrists, we have wonderful optometry partners who offer their services pro bono, but there are hard costs, their travel costs. A pair of spectacles can cost around 750 rand per learner and all of those programs. So adopters school will, because we're working in these schools on a consistent basis, we will get as much support. We will sort of run the support in terms of the delivery. Are the teachers picking up the problems? Where are the big medical issues? As often as we can. But in order to get the spectacles to these learners, that is a large cost. So when companies adopt schools, it's one of the issues to address the health and the wellness of learners that we propose. But I also very strongly believe that this is a very personal campaign or donation that many individuals across South Africa can support. 750 Rand is a feasible amount to donate to give a child a pair of spectacles, which can literally turn around their educational experience in one simple simple action. Mm-hmm. So for us, our big drive is to bring on as many individuals to see how they can assist us just to get more spectacles to more learners that need them.
In closing, Nicola, I hope some of those individuals are listening right now and feeling like they are moved to act. How do they make contact with you to find out how they help?
Fantastic. They can visit our website, adoptaschool.org.za. They can contact us via our contact page there. We will get in touch immediately. There is an online donation portal, but if individuals want to know more about which schools they can support, in which areas and which learners, and speak to us in a little bit more detail, please get in touch with us. We also run initiatives like Cycle for 94.7 to raise mm-hmm. funds, and all those kinds of initiatives that we want individuals to come on board to support. So yeah, that's how they can get in touch, and hopefully we can help them to really make a difference.
Nicola Brown, thanks for chatting to me this afternoon. Communications Manager at Adopt a School Foundation. That website again is www.adoptaschool.org.za. Oh dear, T has SMS'd saying, I organized an eye test and glasses for a child I teach music to in a township area. They were stolen at school only 2 weeks after he got them. I'm really sorry to hear that, T, but I do applaud your effort in trying to help that individual child, that it's within your reach to help.